meeting, September 11th, 2018. And I hope all Americans remember September 11th for the rest of their lives. Do you have any changes to the agenda?
I do not.
Big park head and electric officials.
Good morning. Just working away on general election, working on that, working on the ballots, and hopefully getting the order sent in and approved today. We have found a new location for precinct 1T. We're gonna combine it. Oak Street Baptist Church has a large gymnasium, so we think we can fit two precincts into there, because there's not a whole lot of locations in precinct 1T to move it. So we're gonna hopefully be able to have two precincts in that one location. We used to do that at Salter School. We had two of them there at one time, so now we're kinda going back to that. So, and we sent out cards to all of the residents that live, the households that live in that precinct, and we'll be putting a notice in the paper and on our website and stuff. That's it.
Thank you. Sheriff Johnson.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. I have an agenda item. I'll definitely get a chance to talk about the ATV ordinance. Would you like to wait till then?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Lisa Schreiner, county recorder.
Good morning. We've just been real busy with birth, certified copies for births and marriages. People are renewing their licenses and have to have that star on their driver's license, so they have to have all this information. So we've been really busy with certified copies. And I just have some things I gave to Mike for the ordinance.
Okay.
That's all I have today.
Okay, thank you. Janelle, how's the treasurer's office?
Good morning. Busy collecting property taxes. And I might add, motor vehicle is quite busy as well, so.
Chris, conservation?
River's obviously up. We had to pull out, kind of an emergency, pull out all of our boat docks. River's trickling back down now, so we'll wait and see what it does. We'll be able to get those back out for the remainder of boating season. And the trail work through Stars Cave is resuming again today. Things have dried up enough now. They're gonna be getting back out there and getting cranking back on that. So other than that, it's just keeping on.
So is it true that people that buy boat licenses could now go down to the recorder's office and get a refund for half the season?
No, the ramps are still there. Just the courtesy docks. So they can tell us how uncourteous we are. And they do.
Chris Pogemiller, County Health.
Good morning. We are getting ready for the Board of Health meeting this week. It's at noon at the Hickory Room at GRMC. We also have the 60-plus lifestyle fair tomorrow at the mall. Starts at 9, goes till noon, and we will be giving flu shots. The health department will, for $35. So encouraging everyone to get their flu shots. We're getting into that season again.
They recommend getting them as soon as possible then?
Well, and the flu, according to the CDC, the flu vaccine is good for 9 to 12 months, and, you know, the peak season is somewhere between, you know, they look at December through February as far as peak season for the flu, so you have coverage. If you get it in September, you have coverage clear through the spring, so.
Good. Thank you. Angie, how's the safety department doing?
We're doing good. I wanted to read something to you guys today, if you don't mind.
No.
Okay, remember it's at 9/11. I don't know if any of you guys have ever seen this article, but I think it's very important for us to think about on today. It was a Romanian newspaper, Mr. Cornel Nistorescu. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that name right. He wrote an article called An Ode to America. Says, why are Americans so united? They would not resemble one another even if you painted them all one color. They speak all the languages of the world and form an astonishing mixture of civilizations and religious beliefs. On 9/11, the American tragedy turned 300 million people into a hand put on heart. Nobody rushed to accuse the White House, the Army, the Secret Service that they are only a bunch of losers. Nobody rushed to empty their bank accounts. Nobody rushed out onto the streets nearby to gape about. Instead, the Americans volunteered, donated blood, and gave a helping hand. After the first moments of panic, they raised their flag over the smoky ruins, put on t-shirts, caps, and ties in the color of the national flag. They placed flags on the buildings and cars as if every place and every car had a government official or a president was passing by. On every occasion, they started singing, God Bless America. I watched the live broadcast and rerun after rerun for hours listening to the story of the guy who went down 100 floors with a woman in a wheelchair without even knowing who she was, or a California hockey player who gave his life fighting with the terrorists to prevent the plane from hitting a target that could have killed other hundreds or thousands of people. How on earth were they able to respond united as one human being? Imperceivably, with every word and musical note, the memory of some turned into a modern myth of tragic heroes. And with every phone call, millions and millions of dollars were put into collection aimed at rewarding not a man or a family, but a spirit, which no money can buy. What on earth unites Americans in such a way? Their land, their history, their economic power, money? I have tried for hours to find the answer, humming songs and murmuring phrases with the risk of sounding commonplace. I thought things over and reached but only one conclusion. Only freedom can work such miracles. I think if nothing else, that's one of the most important things to remember today.
Thank you, Angie. Jeff.
How can I follow that with anything? No, I'm good. Thank you.
I thought maybe he was here for Doug, seeing he's not here. So. Ken, how's the SEAL region doing?
Pretty good. We're going to have our meetings again tomorrow. We did post that we were going to meet in the courthouse, but anybody that saw that, forget that. It's back to the emergency management building. So
I saw that.
Yeah, so we reposted the agenda for the governing board and everything, and change agent is at emergency management in Mount Pleasant. So, other than that, everything's going fine.
So we're still in our small room for my rest tomorrow then, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. Sorry about that, Jim.
Colin, how's the IT department?
Keeping busy. Nothing really new to report, so.
Amy?
Good morning. I don't have anything to report. Thank you.
Mr. Carter, how's the secondary road?
Going all right. That's that week-long kind of soaker we got last week didn't do the gravel roads any favors, so the guys are out blading. It'll take us a while to cover ground, but just a lot of potholes, and that's what you get when you get rain. It's been a while, so I think the rain was well worthwhile. We needed it. But it'll take us a little bit to get things shaped back up, but that's what they're doing. And something to mention, I guess, on the highway project as you go north there is over the next couple weeks or the next month, realistically, I'm sure. There's a couple roads like, Seven Ponds Road is an example of one that they're gonna have to pave a kind of a in-place detour right there because they can't close that road to do their grading because there's no good outlet from any of the side roads there. So sounds like the paving contractor may come in sometime over the next month and pave a kind of a temporary stretch, and then they'll hook that up and traffic will run on that while the contractor's doing their grading. So there'll be some changes along Plank Road from the sounds of it. Once that paving contractor comes in, they're gonna stay there and keep working. So Plank Road's one of them that'll get paved. And then they obviously they lost at least a week of dry weather or wet weather, and they're still losing. Even today or yesterday it was too wet for them to get anything accomplished. So right now they're looking at that Flint Bottom closure. They've moved it back. It looks like maybe the week of September 24th, but that's subject to change. Well, I'll give you guys updates as I know more, but right now that was the date that was thrown out, or the week that was thrown out. So otherwise things are moving along.
So. Okay. Zach, how's Southeast Iowa Regional?
Oh, things are going pretty well. We've got a subdivision that'll probably be on the agenda for next week. And then we've got another one now for review. Hopefully you got in your mailbox. And then we've been going back with some folks at FEMA and Iowa DNR about those firm map updates, just trying to figure out when we're going to have a this community meeting here, let people know about. So we don't have a date figured out for that yet, but still waiting to hear back from them. But we're also trying to get the updated firm map data that we can put on the GIS site for people to look at. It's a little better format than all the different firm panels that they send to you, because there's about 40 or 50 different panels they send to you. So hopefully we can get that. Work with the folks in the GIS department so we can just direct people there. It'd be a little easier to find their property and how things might change. So we're working on that. Otherwise, things are going well.
Okay, thank you. Rodney, maintenance department.
Good morning. We've got a work session on the agenda for today.
Okay. Okay, thank you. I don't think I missed anybody. So, moving on, the correspondence. I don't see any correspondence. Do you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I had a letter, I don't know if you guys got that or not, from Shelley Durth, wanting a letter of recommendation for evidently hoping to build another couple homes or something. So we might either, I told her to send back a letter to what we wanted, but I know we've done it in the past.
Yeah, I think we have, so.
We can dig that out and send it to her.
Time for public input session number one. Anybody from the public have anything to say, please rise, state your name. Seeing nobody rise, we shall move on for discussion and vote. We have payroll reimbursement claims in the amount of $1,441.79. Non-cash taxable was $56.21.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have a Two Rivers Levy Drain District request for tax abatement. Says, dear Chairman, within the past year, the Two Rivers Levy Drainage District purchased the property to build a much-needed trash rack near the number seven station located at 150th Street. This parcel is Tama and Mediapolis Township, 12-6-100-16. As you are aware, we are a political subdivision of the state of Iowa. We are respectfully requesting the current tax statement and all tax abated by the county. And they enclosed a copy of it here, so.
Any political subdivision pretty much automatically gets any tax abatement all I have to do is ask for it. So, motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay, we have a resolution for setting the time and date for a public hearing on ATV and UTV ordinance. Notice is hereby given that Supervisor Des Moines County, Iowa will hold a public hearing on September the 18th, September the 25th, and October the 2nd, 2018 at 9 a.m. in the Board of Supervisors meeting room, Des Moines County Courthouse. For the purpose of hearing public comments regarding an ordinance authorizing the operation of an all-terrain and off-road utility vehicle. The purpose of this ordinance is to identify regulations regarding ATV and UTV operations on Des Moines County secondary roadways. The ordinance does not relieve the operator's obligation, liabilities, and responsibilities to safety and legal diverse to the county roadways. A copy of proposed ordinance number 56 is on file in the auditor's office for public inspection. Any member of the public may express his or her views of the proposed ordinance during the public hearing in person
and by an authorized representative. Written comments or objections may be filed with the county auditors at the courthouse prior to the time set of the hearing or any time prior to the closing of the hearing. Terry Johnson, County Auditor.
Okay.
Motion. What are the dates again?
The dates are September the 18th, September the 25th, and October the 2nd.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry Johnson.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have anti-discrimination and anti-harassment policies, resolution 2018-55. The purpose of it is for Des Moines County and Des Moines County Board of Supervisors committed to ensuring equal employment and advancement opportunities and maintaining an environment that is free from discriminatory harassment. So it's county's policy to hire and promote qualified individuals on the basis of their qualifications, interests, and aptitude, and without regard to race, religion, creed, color, sex, gender, or any other characteristics protected by local and state and federal law. This policy applies to all terms, conditions, and privilege of employment, including but not limited to the recruiting, hiring and training, transfers, promotions, benefits, discipline, and discharge. It also is the county's policy that all employees have the right to work in an environment free from forms of discrimination, harassment, and retaliation. The purpose of this policy is also to maintain a healthy work environment where all individuals are treated with respect and dignity. Finally, the purpose of this policy is to provide procedures for reporting, investigating, and resolving complaints of discrimination, harassment, and retaliation.
This was a part of that settlement that ICAP made with the lawsuit that we went into closed session about a month ago, is that we update those policies, and this is the update. And
second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Equal opportunity policy. It is the policy of Des Moines County. Well, we just read that there. So this is equal opportunity. This is part of the.
Part of the same.
The same.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry Johnson.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have personnel action, one for the assessor's office. Brandy Martin, administrative assistant, assessor, promotion. Previous rate was $37,570. The new rate is $45,000.
She's stepping into Tammy's deputy.
Yep.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Reports. We have the Des Moines County Treasurer's. We have the Commission of Veterans Affairs. And recorders.
Do
recorders. These reports will be on file in the auditor's office for your viewing. It's your discretion. I might need some help. I can't find the recorder's report here.
There's usually two pages there.
What's that?
The recorder's. It probably looks like it says treasurer, but the receipt actually says recorder's.
What kind of treasurer?
It's your regular reports, right, Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay.
The monthly report and the e-com report.
It's got treasurer's office.
Yeah, because it comes from the treasurer's office.
Okay.
Deposits.
Got me all messed up here. That's not hard to do. These will be on file in the auditor's office for your viewing at your discretion. We have the minutes for the regular meeting on September the 4th, 2018.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sherry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Is there any other business?
I have not.
Well, to go along with that, person that we hired, Tammy's retirement party or leaving party is going to be in this room. Don't have the date.
Friday.
That's right.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Yeah. Losing a good employee. Committee reports.
I went to the grand opening of that Wellness and Recovery Center that Southeast Iowa Link recently opened out at Cottonwood. It's a peer-run service. In other words, you've got people with lived mental health illness experience. Either it's sort of like a AA, you know, where you people that have lived experience and sort of help you through getting through navigating the system and provide personal resources. And Optime is the provider, and they provide some oversight, but that essentially it's a peer-run service. So that's, we're happy to get that up and running. And I was at the 9/11 memorial ceremony this morning at the fire station. It was a very nice ceremony. Very nice ceremony. That's all I have.
One other thing I forgot to mention today. Somebody in this room had a birthday yesterday. Is that right, Ken Hyman?
Never mind.
How many are you?
56 now.
Congratulations.
We didn't get to sing to him this morning. We didn't know early
enough. It's not too late.
Time for public input session number two. Anybody from the public have anything to say? Please rise. Seeing nobody rise, we shall move for adjournment.
Aye.
And we do have a work session with the maintenance department and on the jail patrol panel. We'll start that in about 5 minutes. Is that okay, Rod?